Health Minister Dr. Henry Madzorera expressed gratitude to the European Union for providing the funds, saying it will go a long way in strengthening Zimbabwe's health system, in particular preventing unnecessary deaths of women and children.
10 women die every day in Zimbabwe as a result of complications during pregnancy, but no woman should die while giving life. And this has been our declaration in Zimbabwe. User fees are one of the most important barriers preventing women and children from accessing health care and fulfilling their right to health services.
The Health Transition Fund was set up by the United Nations Children Fund in 2011 to help reduce the number of pregnant women and children dying in Zimbabwe. Dr. Madzorera said the grant will support health institutions meet their operational costs, enabling them to scrap user fees, which is said prevented poor women from accessing life-saving care. Hospitals and clinics charge between $50 and $100 per visit, a figure way beyond the reach of many ordinary people. Many women, as a result, are giving birth outside clinics and hospitals.
We've now created an adequate pool of resources that will allow us to eliminate user fees, starting with the clinics in the rural areas, where our populations suffer the most inequity in terms of access to quality health care. In time, this elimination of user fees will move to the district hospitals, urban clinics, and we think this will be done pretty soon.
European Union Chargé d'Affaires Karl Skall said the EU is committed to improving the lives of women and children in Zimbabwe.
The $18 million that we are contributing today will contribute towards this goal and ensure that the recently established Health Service Fund is sufficiently funded and able to provide the district hospitals and rural clinics with funds to cover their operational costs.
Speaking on behalf of the UNICEF representative in Zimbabwe, Dr. Abu Kampo said the number of women dying in childbirth and children dying from preventable diseases remains of concern.
As UNICEF and for all the other UN agencies, we remain committed to working with all our partners to contribute to the attainment of universal access to health.
An estimated 10 women and 100 children die each day in Zimbabwe, according to the latest demographic health survey of 2011 and 2012. The Health Transition Fund, which is managed by UNICEF, was set up in 2011 to help scale up Zimbabwe's efforts towards meeting Millennium Development Goals of reducing maternal and child mortality rates in the country by the year 2015. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Sylvia Manika.